anything at all. And I got some lawyers I got awfully high respect for, say your people ought to look into that. And when you go to telling the Commander-in-Chief that he can't reduce a mission, and he's really not Commander-in-Chief from April to January, that you ought to use some judgment and imagination a little bit. Now, McNamara goes along only because your lawyers tell him that there's no constitutional question at all. And I have thought from the time I first looked at it, and I'm the last man in the world who want to get in a fight with Congress. But I just think when we sit idly by here and don't explore every resource, when someone tells us that to, when Congress gets out of here in May, that we can't do anything with any installation or with any mission or with any group of Strategic Air Force or whatnot that's over 250, that you got the man in handcuffs. Suppose they told me in the intelligence department the first, second day of May that they were going to bomb the Omaha strategic facilities and that we should move it to Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'd have to sit on my fanny till next January.
I suppose, Mr. President, that the part of the answer to that is that they leave you the tactical leeway on this. And the trouble is that tactical and strategic are quite undefined terms. I think you can make a
Abe thinks he didn't make a hell of a one. He said he can't understand why we can't find it.
On the military.
Yes, sir. On the mission.
Yep. Well, yes,
I want you to pick the best man that you trust in this field and get him on it and make him go around this clock until he gets us some. Because what he got over here yesterday is, it's pretty, I didn't get past first semester in law school, but I can write a better one than that. And one today is not much better. It's about the same thing, just full of a lot of repetition of what they do. Hell, I know what they're doing. I want to do something to them. I want to tell them why the hell I can't go along with their tearing up the Constitution and putting the Commander-in-Chief in straitjacket and handcuffing him and telling the man that's supposed to lead the country that he's impotent for a period of 9 months or 8 months. If there's anything to that. So you see who you can get and ask him to try to get somebody with, tell him to get with Joe Califano on. Huh? Oh, no, hell no. I got to veto it tomorrow. If I veto it tomorrow, tomorrow morning's my last day. I got to act. The 10th day is up tomorrow.
Up tomorrow?
Yep. Okay.